to you from Whidbey Island, Washington. This is Stories from Women Who Walk. True life, practical, funny, heartbreaking, insightful human experience stories from women who are walking their lives while their lives walk them, and the lasting difference these journeys have made. You'll recognize yourself in stories of adversity, challenge, fear, discovery, adventure, expression, and more. Why? Because the sorcery of stories is this. They help each of us to be seen and heard, to understand and be understood. I'm your host, Diane Wisga. Welcome back to my conversation with boldly abstract artist Ruth Dent, who joined me from Bergerac in southwest France. Ruth mixes colors with emotions to help you celebrate life, nature, humanity, and the spirit in darkness as well as light. When last we spoke, I asked Ruth about the themes that inform her imagination, themes like Mother Nature, climate chaos, beauty, and joy. Let's hear what this engaging woman artist has to say.
It's always nature really that starts me off. I mean, if I'm ever stuck, I will always go for a walk. I will always go outside. And you just never know what you're going to see. And if you open your eyes and you're observant, it's quite amazing what you do notice, whether it's just the clouds or I saw an amazing thing this morning. It had been raining, then the sun came out, and about 5 kilometres from the top of the village, there's a castle, and the sun hit upon the glass in the castle and it was shining. It was like gold, and it was there for possibly a minute, but I was really lucky and I saw it. And so that sort of, if that could sort of illustrate the sort of thing that I see, and then I somehow, I don't know, I sort of somehow file it away, and then another time, and I can't tell you when it'll be. It could be tomorrow, but it could be in 10 years' time. All of a sudden, it'll somehow come out. So it's that, it's nature, but it's also more than that. It's that feeling of being connected. And when you're in nature and I've been walking around here and discovering some more footpaths and everything, and you're sort of following a winding path and you're looking at the trees, at the vegetation, up through the treetops. And there's that feeling that you're held, you're supported. That, yeah, it's actually quite really difficult to explain, but it's that feeling of connection, and that we are all connected, and the web, you know, it is an interconnected web that we live in. And then I suppose there's the, I don't see the point of creating something if you're not going to share it. So I suppose I'm saying to people, this is what I've seen, this is how I've represented it. It's abstract, it's deliberately so, because it's about feelings and emotions. And then it's down to them, as we said before, as to whether it's meaningful to them or not.
So how would you hope for someone engaging in your work to take that and apply it to this climate chaos, climate change that we're in?
Yes, we are in. And actually, that's one thing I didn't mention, because one of the latest bodies of work, The Day the Sky Shattered and Flew Away, which comes directly from breathing space, where I feel I've lain down in the center and looked up at the sky and imagined what would happen if the sky shattered and flew away. And as part of that, I was really surprised at some of the pieces that came out, at the anger that was in there, because my work tends to be celebratory, and there are some pieces in there, and they're not all anger. There's one in particular, which I use this beautiful Moulin de la Roque paper. It's handmade, and sometimes paintings don't work out. They just don't work out. But the paper is just too good to throw away. So I covered up this previous painting that hadn't worked with gold. And I started off and I used some red and some blue. And I threw it onto the canvas, onto the paper. And I was working with it. And then it was this figure is sort of like rising up from the ashes, rising up from the cauldron, the volcano, whatever you like to say. And I sort of looked at it and thought, gosh, I've created this. This is quite different. And actually, there is that. You're right. There is that theme that is running through that body of work. And I think it's how to get people to move on. I'm just sort of saying, look, we live in an amazing, magical place. Planet Earth is wonderful. Mother Earth is screaming. She is screaming, and she has been in agony for years. And we're still not listening. And I find that if I allow myself, I get really upset and distressed about it. And I have to, that's not good for any of us. We have to do what we can. So it's there, it's on my website. And I think I'm just saying, look, this is what we have. And these are some of the feelings I'm feeling, and they're represented in paint or print. It's over to you to pick up, see, do they resonate with you? If they do resonate with you, is there something you could do as well?
I suppose that that's what it comes down to, because as I look at things, we have maybe two different roads of the fork we can go. One is to just cover our heads and say, it's too much. There's nothing I can do. I can take my plastic and my glass to the recycle place, but in the long run, what's that going to do? I can do this little thing, I can do that little thing, but in the long run, what's that going to do? And because it won't really do anything, then why should I bother? And the other road is, there is a sense of magic and hope and spirituality still in this world. And that's what we hang on to. We tie a knot at the end of the rope and we hold on to that and do what we can. Because even though all of this is impermanent, and it is, I mean, the dinosaurs came and the dinosaurs went away. Human beings came, and it could be that human beings will go away. But just because it's impermanent does not mean we don't take care of it while we have it. And so in your way, you are taking the colors of paint and you are integrating them with emotions, and you're putting it on either a piece of wood or your handmade paper or something else and saying, here, this is one woman's take on what's going out there in the world. And I hope you get it, because if and when you do, that's one more person that's coming along and saying, look, there is still magic in the world. There is still something to come out of this. I'm helping translate for you, and I'm hoping that you're hearing the translation, and I will know it, you know, when you respond to my work.
the word stewardship came to mind, and that you could say that humans so far have not been very good stewards, because the role of a steward and for stewardship is to hand on to future generations. And there won't be future generations if we don't get our act together.
I find that as I get, you know, up the age scale, becoming one of the gray beards, as it were, that I am encouraged by the young people. And I know that when I was young, you know, I looked at the generation ahead of me and said, oh, look at this mud pile you handed us. And then the generation behind is saying, oh, look at the mud pile. That's just the way of things. You know, the new people coming up will say to the old people going out of the picture. But there is that sense of engagement, of passion, of doing something because they see the real grip around the throat of life and are doing what they can to loosen that grip and say, look, there's more. There is more. There is more invention. There's more imagination. There's more beauty. There's more whatever.
Yes. And we need to engage with all of that and do what needs to be done.
Well, you said something earlier when we were talking about your work. You said, we are not alone, which is a very powerful statement. And then on your website, there is what I find is a tandem to that statement, accepting that we need darkness to see the light. So would you tell us a little bit more about that notion of yours, that we are not alone and that we need the dark and the light?
Yes, I think it comes, there's several aspects. There's one of them is the seasonality, accepting the seasons and the life, death, life cycle, because that exists and we are part of it. So accepting the darkness as well as the light is sort of saying, is an acceptance that not everything is great all the time. It can't possibly be. Things happen and that we don't like, that make us sad, that we get upset and angry about. And they are, that's all totally valid. You know, that's part of being human, feeling those emotions. And I just feel the not being alone is that we're part of, there's something much bigger and we are but a tiny speck. But at the moment, I think one of the things I really feel is that every single person who is on Earth at this moment has a gift. And we need to non-judgmentally look at each other and see the spark in everybody. We're all here together. Everybody is here, and everybody who is here has a purpose. And they're meant to be here at this time. And so we need to open our minds. And it comes sort of, I was talking about interconnectedness earlier, and bit connecting. And it comes back to that, is we are literally all in this together. And we can, there's so many, I mean, as you say, the young people with their passion, with their ideas, we've got the technology. What we have got also is our imaginations, which are tremendous. And we need somehow to open everything up so that everybody can put forward their ideas, because everybody has got valid ideas.
So I want to make a bridge here. You referred to this a little bit earlier, your new work with video and sound, and you have a piece called Breathing Space and its successor, The Day the Sky Shattered and Flew Away. If you could bridge for us that idea that you have, that everybody's got a spark and it begins with imagination, And how did you arrive? Tell us, do a little bit of a deeper dive on this new body of work of yours, this video and sound and these two particular pieces that you were talking about.
Right. I think I might need to take a deep breath.
You get
there.
To drink wine later.
Right. Yes.
Just give us a little bit more.
Right. Whoa. Yeah, you're going to have to give me a cough up. Right. Okay.
So perhaps it might be easier if I just asked, so where did this new idea come from? And how did you put it out there? How's that?
Right. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Actually, it's sort of two parts have come together, and it's quite interesting because there was breathing space, and then the day the sky shattered and flew away has come out of that. And then there was a new piece of work that I'm currently working on, which has also come out of breathing space. And that's called Scattered Thoughts. And essentially what that is it was an idea that wouldn't go away. It's one of those ideas. But it has involved me writing. And it's essentially, I'm using the Celtic tree alphabet. So there's 15 consonants, 5 vowels. I'm taking each of those is associated with a tree. And I am taking the first letter and I'm choosing a word. And then I'm writing about it. But it's all linked to us, to nature, to connectivity, and to life on Earth, and to the thrill of life on Earth. And during lockdown, interestingly enough, I actually managed to write 25 poems, which is what I wanted to write. Well, I didn't know they were going to be poems. They were going to be pieces of writing, prose-like, but most of them have ended up as poems. So essentially, Scattered Thoughts is going to be a book, but it's going to be a digital book. And it's going to consist of 5 walks. So each walk will start with one of the vowels and therefore one of the stations of the year. So there's 4 poems, and there's actually 5 poems because there's one for introduction. So I'm now in the process of creating images to go with each of those poems. So in a strange way, I have come full circle because I have written the poetry and I am now interpreting my own poetry. And I am going to create this as a digital book, so it will have the images, and I'm going to read the poems, and then that sort of links in with the videos I've been creating once a month, which takes a piece of work or a number of pieces of work or a piece of work that's being created, but in the pieces where I take a piece of work and then shoot video and then cut in from the artwork to the outside world. That's what I'm trying to do there, is to give people an idea of what I see. So I could be walking in some fields, I could be walking in the woods, I could be walking in a town, and I'm there, I take quite a lot of video, and then I obviously edit and choose and cut it how I want it. But I'm trying, with all of those, I'm trying to say sort of almost it's afterwards. So I've created the work and it's saying, okay, I've taken this piece of work and then I'm going to situate it somewhere somewhere that suits. I have to sort of work out what suits. So one of them is I take people for a drive. So I'm looking at the way the trees are going past and how they merge and how they sort of jump out at us at certain points. And then I'm interspersing that with there's 3 pieces of work in that particular video, because they're all linked to the woods, and then scattered thoughts is sort of coming along next to that, and will be a body of work in its own right, and will use a digital format ultimately. I mean, it's a physical thing because there will be physical paintings, so it will be possible to exhibit. But more importantly, what I want to do is, I think I want to allow more people to have access to it, to have more people who can access and see and experience the work, because it's the poems, as you said, that there's light and there's dark, there's humour and there's sadness. There's all of life in there, because that's what it's about. It's about life, and it's about our connectedness.
I have enjoyed so much being an observer of your work. I do remember the video about the trees going by. It reminded me of sitting in the back seat of the car, you know, when we went on a drive and you'd see something just blurring go by. And so all of the links for all of your work will be in the episode notes. And I will once again at the end, but now we'll remind people that there is an opportunity to connect with you through a newsletter so that they have an ongoing relationship and get to see how this work evolves, that this work, this most recent piece that you're in, evolves. I have one question and one request. So my question is, at this moment in time, what would you like to, or how would you like to see your legacy unfold?
Gosh, I've never been asked that before. I think it's for people to see the work. So obviously more people to see the work. And go out, open their eyes, and see differently. Appreciate, celebrate. It's magic. Life on Earth is magic. And we need to keep hold of that, even in the darkest hours. We need to keep hold of that.
Thank you. You offered a writing of your own that you've entitled Twirling. So as we begin to wind down, would you share with us where the inspiration for this writing came from? And then if you would please read it to us.
This came from when I was going to exhibit Breathing Space. I needed to look back and join the dots to work out how I'd got there. And this came, this is part of what I wrote for Breathing Space. It's an edited part, but I hope it captures the magic. Right. This is called Twirling. Twirling around as sunlight and shadows play a game of hide and seek. I move, they move, I am still, they still move. Attracting my attention, showing me lines, textures, shapes and colours. Fleeting and passing, these images freeze, to be replayed staccato-like as a film in my memory. Aware of my continually shifting viewpoint, I look forward, step forward, and look ahead. Every step marking subtle changes. Familiar and fresh, I ramble along well-worn paths where light and dark sparkle and glint amongst the trees. A mesh of the tree trunks, those from ages past extend their branches to secure their space, whilst thin coppice trunks sway and chatter in the breeze, clashing and bending, creating an elongated grid which constantly shifts with the breeze. It is never silent in the woods. There's always the sound of oneself and the birds, and perhaps most surprising is when the trees clap, their upper branches swinging into a frenzy as the wind whips through. There is rhythm and energy, and complaints from the birds as they are forced to move. A groundswell of emotion, deep, primal, of being, belonging, and of forever changing. A challenge to capture the moment, a glimpse, a feeling, and emotion. To explore what is seen and unseen. To acknowledge the healing found in nature, in colour, and in truly seeing and being alive.
And in between the last note and the applause is that deep well of silence as your words take root in our souls and in our imaginations.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Thank you.
And I haven't even had any wine. It has just been an absolute delight to share this time with you, Ruth. And I will encourage anybody and everyone that's listening to check your website, to check your work, to sign up for your newsletter, to follow what happens next, and to begin to give voice to your today legacy, which is that there is magic in the world.
Thank you. There is.
There is that. That is it. That is it. And the more we look at it, the more magical it appears. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk. It really has.
Absolutely
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Here we are, at the end of the road, but not the journey. Thank you for listening to this episode of Stories from Women Who Walk with your host, Diane Wisga, and my guest, Ruth Dent. I hope you were as enthralled as I was by Ruth and her mesmerizing, boldly abstract painting life story. Remember to visit Ruth on her website and sign up for her monthly newsletter to stay in touch with what she's producing next. All links are in the episode notes. Meanwhile, please stop by every Monday through Friday for 60 Seconds, Time Out Tuesday, Story Prompt Friday, and every Thursday for longer guest interviews and Diane on Mic episodes. You'll find us on Simplecast or your favorite podcast platform. Come for the stories, stay for the magic. And speaking of magic, would you leave us a nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts? When you return, bring your friends and relies. You will have wonderful company as we walk our lives together.